Welcome to the Marvelous Ones here on NTN Radio and a couple other places and soon to be other places that we'll announce when we're at those other places and the times that we're on the other places. Spoiler alert! I got it. I said it.
We're going to spoil everything today.
Everything.
Everything about Captain Marvel, anyway.
Ooh, is that a foreshadow? A prelude to future truth. Commentary?
It's the truth.
No, I think he draws a Taurus.
That explains a lot.
Right?
Isn't fusion. That, I have a
whatever.
Fusion.
You know the difference between a Taurus and a fusion?
About,
yep, neither do I.
About 8 inches.
Oh, hey, that's all the same. Woo! Yes, we are going to talk Captain Marvel. There's a lot of other
the
stuff.
The Shazam one? What is?
No, the other Captain Marvel.
Oh, there's another one? All right.
You know, I messed up. Somebody put up a joke on their Facebook page, but I messed it up because I didn't read the whole thing.
What is the joke?
And the joke was, I just saw Captain Marvel, and there were no team-ups from, like, Superman or anybody else, and they never even said the word. They never said Shazam once.
Stupid.
And I was like, oh, and I was like, well, DC just said they're not going to do team-ups. And I was like, I wasn't thinking, oh, I screwed that pooch on that one.
Yeah, I went to see the Alamo, and before the movie started.
Nice name drop.
Well, give them credit because they do a good job. Before the movies start, they put all these little vignettes and little short films, and they did one.
It's vignette. Yeah.
Where'd you go to see this vignette?
Didn't even,
in Paris?
You didn't even enunciate the G in vignette.
Vignette. Vignette!
Anyway, so they had the whole history of Shazam, Captain Marvel, and Marvel, Captain Marvel.
Together?
Yeah,
the Black West Coast one?
They showed pictures of almost all the Marvel.
I think
Captain
the little
Marvels.
Girl little, is going to be her. I'm just saying. I thought that.
It was just really interesting how...
No one cares.
Did you know there was a whole Captain Marvel family?
Oh,
you got it.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I had to jump in on that. Just a
yeah,
random
I got
thought.
It. I just wasn't paying no attention to it.
He didn't get it. Because he would have went,
No, it wasn't that much of a revelation.
It wasn't as big as my revelation that Batman was dating Aquaman's wife, or Aquaman's mom. Sorry, but yeah, when I saw the little black girls, like she gonna grow up to be the Black West Coast West
because they were on the West Coast. That definitely
then that was Captain Coast. Marvel. And that was Captain. Yeah. She was Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
She's gonna drink like get bitten by a
Captain Marvel.
Radioactive Marvel.
Yeah. But finish your point. We interrupted so rudely, Warren. Yeah. You may complete it. So anyway, Phil.
Yes.
The DC side,
DC
Action Comics, they had a whole
DCU.
Family of Marvels. You had the Grandpa Marvel.
The sister and the brother. I remember. Yeah. Didn't they have a dog even?
I want to be Brother Marvel. Can I be from Brother Marvel?
Can I get a Brother Marvel up here?
I'll be like my long sense of Brother Marvel.
Heal, baby.
Thou shalt not come into my universe.
And then how they sold the Marvel name to Marvel.
Oh, they actually did. They went there.
Yeah, because Action Comics was started to fold, and they sold the name to Marvel. So when Marvel, Captain Marvel came back on the DC side, that's why he's Shazam now.
Shazam!
Because they also said no one knew him as Captain Marvel anyway. They all called him Shazam.
But did anyone still call him Captain Marvel after he's Shazam?
No, he's now Shazam.
Shazam.
Well, Shazam. Also made famous by Gomer Pyle.
No, I thought he said, go away.
But he said Shazam was his big second or third tier catchphrase. Come was on, it? Man. This is TV pop.
Right, I'm not going to argue with you. You had no life.
I was an only child.
You had no life.
It was my babysitter.
I won't argue
so
with
we get
you.
It already.
Hey, Let's get it on.
Who's going to start? What topic you want to start with? Overall specifics, what? I'll talk first if I can.
Go ahead.
I think I saw it first. I saw like Thursday, Friday.
Yeah,
Friday.
I saw it last.
I saw it Sunday.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah.
I saw it a couple hours.
The movie was already wore out by then, wasn't it?
No. I mean, overall, if it was almost like doing Superman, if I had to give a thumbs up or thumbs down, I'll give it a thumbs up. Let it hear me out. Mostly because they did hit the themes of the first gatekeeper for me is did they focus on the people, even if they're aliens, not humans, but they focus on that. They didn't focus on the superpowers, and then the story came second. So they got a couple emotional points. They hit the right tones. I think that the Skrull guy was the star.
Yes.
He was the star. I was like, I didn't see that coming at all. I thought, and they flipped it around because they are kind of the bad guys in the
comic
books.
Always been the bad guys.
They were the good guys-ish. on this one.
And I don't think there is a good guy and bad guy in that. I think it's a war of two people that don't really care about us at all.
Well, the Skrulls, between the Krees and the Skrulls, I really didn't follow hard, but the Skrulls tended to be like the bad guy if you had to pick. And the Kree were just like political, you know, they had their own agenda, but they weren't necessarily evil.
But in this universe...
In this universe, the Kree has always been the bad guys, from Ronan...
Right, yeah, exactly. So
the Kree and the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I can't think of his name.
And they teased us and with the Skrulls on the teasers and the trailers. They were just the bad guy punching the old lady. They were like, they were setting us up for they were the villains.
Yeah, no, that was the best part of the movie was that the trailers completely misdirected me to that, because I sat there with a lot of the movie waiting for that double cross.
And once I saw that they were pushing him that way, I was like, right there and then, I knew Jude Law, he was going to be the bad guy. Way before he came up and like looked like he was doing some diabolical or betrayal. It's like, he's the bad guy. So that's one. That's an overall. And the highlights, Skrull, some of the criticisms are valid. I think they could have cast a better than Bree. It wasn't like the epitome. Like when we think of Iron Man, We don't think Robert Downey Jr. Someone else could have played. And there's no hesitation or thought.
None.
That was from movie one.
Exactly.
Right. Thor's the same way.
Not as good as Iron Man, but yeah, definitely the same flavor.
And Captain America, I can't imagine somebody besides Chris Evans, even after the first one.
When the first one was coming out, I wanted someone a little more thicker because he looked a little skinny, especially when he put the full suit. He looked a little thin. But having said that, you know what? Let me not reverse it, but... Human Torch, he destroyed that role. He was a Human Torch. That's what I didn't get any of that sense with. Not even a whisper. It's okay. She's a blonde. She's a white woman.
Yeah, I didn't. Right.
I didn't get any like the Robert Downey Jr. little smirk or who do we just talk about or the Chris Evans the flamboyant.
Captain Marvel has always been, and they did play this some, and I don't think they played it enough. Captain Marvel's always been that over the top. Let's go in and beat. Crap out of everything.
Yeah, you mentioned that before.
Yeah, she's always had the hot head, and they played it a little bit like that, but not enough.
And I see where they're going. Like it's kind of like a Seabiscuit story, you know, just like general storylines where she's this powerful, or the protagonist is this powerful entity, but has been surrounded, like Lion King for that matter, told that they are not that big a deal. Then they suppressed her. They just showed her falling down, but they didn't show her getting up, which will lead to my last comment. Then you guys chime in. Is one thing that did bother me, and they showed it on the teasers, is like, I don't remember the exact phrasing. It's like, oh, so you're like a warrior soldier. It's like, no, warrior hero soldier. That made me feel greasy, because I don't see Superman going, I'm a hero.
Right. You know, praise me.
Yeah. Well, but the heroes are humble.
But that's how the Kree look at themselves, and she was Kree at that time.
But she's not. She wasn't. But my point is, a true hero doesn't have to say it, especially like that.
Yeah.
Just like she was correcting him. That's like, I'm done.
But that is one of the things that Captain Marvel does in the comic books.
I don't care.
I felt some of the acting between the people was forced. It didn't feel smooth as the other movies. I generally would say,
I wanted it to. I think that's part of it. I wanted it to be smooth. I wanted it to be a good movie.
I wanted it to be smooth, and there were just times where I was sitting there watching it, and I was like, this
contrived, is trite. Forced, as you said.
Forced. Forced is the best word I can think of it. It wasn't the, you know, like, I know there were, there's
especially,
a big, there's
especially
a big thing
the
of,
girl power stuff.
That one, that was annoying. That DM
risk. They had to keep going back and back.
They peeled off of that about halfway through, which I felt better about. But the first half, they definitely were, we're girls. And I was like, I just want a hero. I don't care what you have going on down there. Just step up when things are bad. That's all.
Right. And that's what the Avengers. You know, you don't see Bruce Banner going, I'm a genius.
Well, you do. You do Tony Stark.
but that's his personality.
That's Captain Marvel's personality.
But I feel like in the movie she had very limited personality.
She's cardboardy.
Right. That's what I mean by forced. I feel like now I felt the biggest attachment to. The Kree guy, right?
Skrull.
Skrull, I'm sorry, the Skrull, right? Like, he was like, Wow, that's the guy I'm invested in.
Yeah, he had a little bit of that RDJ. He was just like, he had a little charisma. He's like, my bad.
Right.
You know, he's like, it's me this time. We're all good. Okay, don't get crazy.
And the way he was doing it, it was
put your fiery fist down.
Right, exactly.
There you go.
That's a perfect example, right?
It takes a little bit of talent, shall I say. You know, he's just, there was some traction there. There was a personality.
Yeah, there was a personality.
I forgot.
Oh, I saw the name and I don't remember. Someone's gonna look.
He did a good job.
No, he was the star.
I don't care for the way they took the scrolls, but
it was okay.
Within the scope of the movie, he did an excellent job of making that and selling that role.
Ben Mendelsohn.
Yeah, I remember it was an M. Mendelsohn, whatever. Yeah. Well, kind of like what was the name of the bad guy in the last Iron Man? Gandhi.
Oh crap!
Medrim. Point being,
yes,
they did a flip on him.
Yes,
that, you know, so I'm not too surprised because that was more of a major flip because that was
a huge
flip. That was diabolical. He was straight up. Yeah. So them flipping the Kree wasn't a shocker, but it was a surprise. It worked. At the end of the day, it worked. And again, they did a good job, like Aquaman did, where it's a big action special effects, but they slid in a couple of love stories in there. At the heart of it. He's like, you didn't do that because he did a good job. I'm not as thrilled, but with Nick Fury, he's a great reader of character and situations. He can totally step back in all of the fireworks and go, you didn't do this for the ship or to save your people. Your wife's on here. Or, I know a rogue, rogue warrior soldier. Yeah. When I see one. That's cool.
So
that's good writing.
I also, though, felt like the relationship between her and Fury.
They tried. Really hard.
No, not that kind of relationship.
No, buddy cop.
The buddy cop, but it was like almost instant. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I felt like that, if he's supposed to be my spy and the guy doing that, why is that almost instant? Mm-hmm. Like, I felt like there should have been a little more lack of trust. Because she she came off as this, like, I'm just going to trust this guy right away.
Well, she took his pager away.
Yeah, but she was like, I'm just going to trust this guy right away.
Well, the thing was, like, you made me do the whole tape thing. I was like, all right, that's kind of funny. When she blasted the door instead of him using the fingerprint, I was like, that's kind of good.
Yeah, the
movie had its funny moments.
It had its good moments.
It had the one-liners, the cat.
Which is not easy.
The cat
I could break either way. If you're a cat person, you'll love this freaking movie. Because I've had cat friends who go off like, I remember it, but...
Yeah.
But I have an issue with the cat. That's my only...
A Firklin or something.
A Firklin.
Sounds like a bad word you're trying to say.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, exactly.
That was the only one of the things that, besides the girl power and all that, they kind of... It forced me to stay in it. It was taking me out a little bit because I want to know, why was it there? Where did it come from? For such a pivotal point of
For
character.
Such an important character, we know nothing about it.
Right.
Mandarin.
Thank you. Thank you. But yeah, if they said they were in Area 51 or something, okay, then we have made contact with, an alien species.
Or was it the pet of Dr. Lawson?
No.
Right? Like,
something, just a little thread. Just
right,
connect
just, us. Or just, just. Now, I kind of viewed it, and I wanted to see where that came from, but I kind of viewed it as evidence to Fury that there's more... aliens are more different things out there
than
we know about.
That's fine, but just how did it get there?
Right, but how did it get
because
there?
Because when it became really mean and angry, tentacle scary, it was as scary as the one from Solo. Remember those monsters that were going around the hallways?
I don't remember anything from Solo other than it stunk. Oh,
yeah. See, I saw it coming. I was thinking something clever. Nothing came up. Ooh. Damn it. But yeah, the cat was, it was kind of funny. He's like, and then the whole thing, don't you know who your friends are? And
I thought it was hilarious when they put the mask over top of the cat's face.
Oh, the Hannibal? Clearly, this thing is broken.
Yeah, it had its
good
points.
So we're chuckling now. So
right. It definitely had its good points. I just felt that it was a lot of, there were parts of it that were forced.
Like, the whole thing, they're trying to be Top Gun, and they're, it's like, it just doesn't
the goose,
feel, the goose,
yeah,
that
right.
was so straight up.
You know, and now, I'll be the first to admit that during the 90s, I wasn't paying much attention to what was going on in life other than my job and women, right?
Like, which was my job.
Which was my job. But, you know, like I was out having a social life and stuff. So it's like I looked at it and I was like, okay, were women
That's when I was
only
reading
doing,
comic books the most. What are you trying to say?
Yeah, were women only doing, they weren't flying in combat then, right? And
no.
Were they doing test pilots?
Yeah, they were still, they were pilots and okay. they were flying F-15s. They just didn't fly
care.
In combat.
I don't want the girl power is all I'm saying. Was, yeah, that was the point
like,
of that.
I could have passed on that. I'm not saying that, you know, I mean, I know a lot of, they were building this as like the first woman hero that women could look up to. And it's like,
this is where I get my thoughts on what overall.
Yeah, we haven't heard from Warren.
This was no Wonder Woman.
No. That's an I'm gonna save it, but go. I just
this
made
is no Wonder Woman, and I give it a meh plus. It was better than.
How do we equate that into a number?
Why'd you have
5.6984?
Well, it was three because it was on
the last Avengers movie, but not much.
You thought this was better than Avengers?
Yes.
Oh, now you lost me hard.
You lost me hard.
I just
on that.
Fell off the cliff.
Overall,
I don't know where I am.
I enjoyed it better, and it was mainly because of the way
Lee Skrull
played it. He brought the movie for me.
He was the best character in the movie. But well, you touched on a nerve. I hadn't thought about this since I've seen it. But yeah, Wonder Woman, you didn't have all the controversy. You didn't have the white man. This I don't want to bring politics in this, but it was just there and it was good. There was no people.
Well,
there wasn't this.
No. You're not bringing it in there. They brought it.
I'm
in
saying
there.
They. But the point is, there was no like. Oh, if it does, even if it, we're gonna push it just because it's Women's Day, Women's Month. We're gonna no matter what, it's gonna be good. Wonder Woman didn't have to do that. It was just
Wonder Woman was just a good movie.
Yeah, you stand alone. Just let it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's America.
So I didn't like the Goku aspect.
Which is the Goku? I'm trying to remember.
Like the whole like. Do you know what Dragon Ball Z is?
From
anime
way out in the deep seats.
Okay, so Goku was like the hero of that, who would power up and his hands would glow.
Okay.
And
right.
Like I didn't. I'm not necessarily a big fan of the.
That is
whole,
Captain Marvel. Though.
I know.
I'm okay
but,
with that.
But it
glowing
just seemed,
mohawk and everything.
Yeah, but it just seemed like it was way too. I look at movies nowadays with the CGI capabilities they have. Mm-hmm. Like if you have to splash the screen with. Glowing stuff around your hero,
but it wasn't the focus, which I'm sold, so that was fine.
Yeah, it just
and
just
the choreography was good.
You know,
I am a snob when it comes to actual hand to hand, and hand to hand wasn't bad and wasn't filmed poorly at all. It was actually solid.
Yeah, and I don't know. There were just little things that tweaked me about it that I just wasn't the biggest fan of. But
so what's your are you M plus your six out of 12 out of 14 plus one minus eight?
I would say
he's saying
he's struggling.
Plus.
He's struggling.
Meh
I would
plus.
Say better than
you're like Spock. You have human and Vulcan, and you don't know who to choose.
I would say definitely better than Thor 3. Thor Dark World.
Well, no, you said 3 to come out for
that was Ragnarok.
Thor 3
was
good.
Ragnarok.
You can't
no,
say
I know.
Not that.
I know. I had the wrong number.
Don't make me talk like a 4-year-old on that.
I know. You should punch me in the face.
Thor
that.
Was good.
Thor Dark World. It was better than Thor Dark World.
What do you think? God of Hammers.
It was better than Iron Man 3, in my opinion.
Wait a minute.
Iron Man 3 was where Pepper Potts was all.
That's the
Iron
Mandarin.
Man 2.
That's the one with the Mandarin.
No,
Iron
the Mandarin
was
with the whips.
Iron Man, no, that's Whiplash, my friend.
Oh.
Iron Man, you're talking about Iron Man 2. Dos.
Dos. Yeah. Well, no, it was better than.
You're mixing
it.
You're doing 2.5.
It was better than the one where Pepper Potts got the fiery burns. Threes.
You just have a thing against redheads.
Well, that's true.
Red flesh.
I have no idea what he's trying to say to you.
He's mixing. He can't figure out one, two, and three, so he just put them together.
An Iron Man 3.
Out of one scale, 1 to 10.
Oh, here we go.
I'd give it a 7.
Okay, meh plus.
No.
Meh plus is like a
4.
Yeah, 4.5 even.
Meh would be even middle, 5.
No, meh is bad.
No, meh is it's okay.
When you're talking a movie, it's okay means it stunk.
Matt's like below 5. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think he's
off. I don't know why we.
All right, everybody get some paper. Bad. Let's get some index cards.
Let's do some math.
Let's rank the characters in the movie.
We'll need a calculator too.
Scroll number one.
I kind of felt
two.
Like I wanted to see more Coulson.
I was expecting more cold.
I was expecting definitely more. Expecting
less
more.
Less was more, but they could put in a little bit more.
I think it needed a little bit more.
I like that moment where he's like, he's choosing, and I didn't know he's a new guy. He's like, nothing here, none to see here. Right. It's like, okay, established, okay, a little pride.
I mean, I like that Nick Fury seemed to catch the Skrull changing, you know, being the spy. Like he knew when his boss called him Nicholas, he knew right away.
Well, we all knew right away.
But,
mom's cousin Fury.
Right, but
my granddad
called
me Fury.
He knew. That was a setup.
No, big time. Which is fine.
He knew Coulson, like, almost, like, when he called up, right, like, it wasn't like, wait, how are you there? Like, you know, like, he was putting two to two together.
Well, that's his superpower.
Right, that's his superpower. So that was, like, good to me.
Okay, so if we move on. Like, so what's the how he lost his eye. Are we cool with that?
Not really.
Cat scratch fever?
Well, it was a frotabulot, whatever the thing, you know, Herculoid thing. So
Flurkin.
Flurkin.
But it's
too many syllables.
Essentially, cat scratch fever.
Yeah.
Because someone put up a meme on the Facebook, that's how Thanos got his scratches on his super, super sag section.
He had a fight with the Flurkin and got scratched up chin.
Hey! You survive fight with a Flurkin.
You're pretty bad.
You're badass,
right? They'll
make T-shirts. I survived.
I survived the Flurkin.
This wasn't
fighting
a kitten in the woods like that one guy.
Unlike Penn and Teller, I made it.
Well, speaking of Goose, I saw this at the very end, and I had to pull up the name here. But Goose is played by four separate cats: Reggie, Rizzo, Gonzo, and Archie.
Why do you bring the show down? I don't.
Why do you do this to us?
I don't like on my NovaCon Facebook page when I posted that the rabbit that was used to model Rocket Raccoon had passed away. Like, I got so many hits on
the rabbit. You mean the raccoon?
Yeah, he's called Rabbit. But whatever. Yeah, but the raccoon they used to model the raccoon rabbit off of had passed away. It was 10 years old. It was sick, what have you? But like, the internet cried. But see, in contrast to what you just said, no one cares. They don't care what that is. They can call him Morris or whatever the cat is.
You just kill us all the time.
Just like this.
You derail the show intentionally.
If there are visual bars of graphics that show the height of the show, they just went.
They falling.
It's like old Alpine.
I think you're wrong. I think they all went up, and now they're falling because you guys are doing this.
It's falling like it was hair out of your head.
Because people want to know that there's more than one.
No one. Wants
Nobody
to know.
Cares.
No one cares.
It was in the credits, so obviously somebody cared.
Yeah, the person under contract. Right. Because there's money involved.
The dude who got the cash.
Yeah, Pete will be all over him. Please find another point.
I know. I'm sorry. I liked, at first, you know, it was funny watching the movie. I had a lot of continuity issues. But then I came back and Warren had the same continuity issues.
What she had, like the
Tesseract, right?
Yeah.
Like,
that was harder for me to remember where it was.
Well, I couldn't. And like what I kept thinking in my head was that the Captain America in Avengers, when they said, what do you know about the Tesseract? And he said, I know you should have left it in the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I was like, oh, wait, they didn't get the Tesseract till it got fished out. So how did she have it?
That's going to be a fact check moment. That's gonna, not for well, me
we
anyway.
Did, we did fact check.
We did fact check. Okay, so okay. Apparently the Tesseract burned through the plane and fell out into the ocean.
Before Captain America crashed into the froze. Arctic.
Okay, and where did they find it? Making me confused.
So then Howard Stark pulled the Tesseract out and gave it to S.H.I.E.L.D. And apparently Lawson worked on it. And then once Lawson died, now that it's back with S.H.I.E.L.D., it's going to go to Dr. Selvig? Is that who's there in the beginning of Avengers?
Yes.
Selvig? Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was back in Odinland, Asgard.
No. It stayed on Earth.
It doesn't go until after Loki is captured.
Okay. Right. Catching up.
Thor takes the Tesseract. So, like, all during the movie, I was having when we first saw the Tesseract, I was having issues.
I have to think this hard for Phil to watch a movie. Pretty blonde woman fly. Wait, where blue cube? I thirsty. Ice cube.
fly through Crow Warrior. Kree Warrior.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insult you, Phil. You're like the caveman from the Geico commercial now. Yeah, you're like, really?
Really? Yeah, I know.
Disappointment to Phil was he didn't get to punch grandma.
Yeah, that's true.
You want to punch grandma.
Yeah, who doesn't?
I do. It'd be fun.
But what? I like that fight scene where everybody was like trying to pull around grandma. Yeah. If I saw grandma swing around on a pole and drop kick her, I'd have been like, no, grandma got this.
No, that's instantaneous. Like, no, grandma bad.
Yeah,
grandma
right?
bad.
Like,
no.
That's like picking a fight with my grandma, right? We don't do that.
You know? I will bring us down. It was just anticlimactic with the one epilogue, the second to last one with the Avengers, where it's like, oh, the beeper's not going off. And it'll reboot it. And it's like, and then, where's Fury? It's like, she's just there.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, it's forced.
I want boom.
Boom. I want a kablank. Like, she just made it past all Tony Stark's best security and nothing's even going on.
She's all about flamboyancy and super.
Right.
Now, when Ant-Man's like, hello, are you? It's me. That's cool.
Right. That was good.
That fits.
We now are getting into the end stuff. So we can,
which is fine.
We're yeah. Like, I mean, we saw the counting down, and then all of a sudden it stopped. Right? It was like this. I wanted a boom too, or I wanted to see that.
I want the action post, both knees on the ground, and the fist pounding and looking, bringing the chair.
Yeah,
like where's Fury?
Like that's how hero. That's what heroes do.
See,
right?
That's why she has to explain she's a hero. She doesn't know how to.
Right.
She has poor PR.
Well, no stage presence.
Just for the fact that she hasn't been around for 40 years doesn't mean anything.
Is it 40 years? She's gone. What?
No, that was '90s.
'90s, and it was 89 is when she. When she turned, she got all the bluey, and then she came back 6 years later. So that's 95.
Yeah.
We're doing math, be careful. 95, but this is modern day, so what? It's supposed to be 2019, right?
Yeah, so she's only been gone 25 years.
She looks good.
All right, close enough.
20 years.
But we don't know. All right. So,
did it take her that long to find a freaking planet for, they're literally billions and zillions.
And she can fly at, like, light speed.
I went a little super geek. I was like, it'd be cool if her and, like, Silver Surfer went at it. Fighting.
Yeah.
Dirty mind. No, just because
either way, I'm good.
that's the power cosmic against all the Tesseract power. Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
We also learned that she absorbed the power of the Tesseract.
See, I enjoyed that in that one of my pet peeves, major pet peeves, I should say, with the original Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire, the very first one, is that the cool thing about Spider-Man, it was like destiny. It was fate. He was one kid at the right spot at the right time.
Yeah.
It bit him. It died. The story hardcore is it died, crawled away. That means he was destined to be and only be the only one Spider-Man.
Right.
But in the next version, that's why the first movie version, it drove me nuts because there's like two dozen in a case. It dropped. It's like that means.
Well, that's how you can have the Spideyverse.
Yeah, we don't like that. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet, but I don't like that. If you're a Wolverine, you're a Batman, you're a Spider-Man, you're a solo fighter. You can team up once in a while.
Multiverse to DC. Just keep our universe good.
Anyway, so the fact that it was one in a million shot that she was destined to become the person who acquires that power that way. I'm cool. That's what I'm saying. It had at least a dozen tones. Marvel hit the tones at least a dozen times.
Yeah,
it overpowered the negatives for me easily.
Yeah, that's why I gave it plus.
No, you did. You changed your.
Met
you said
plus.
You met plus.
Met
a plus is like an 8. A met plus is like a 4.5.
Okay.
Yeah, 5.5 max.
6.
Here we go.
You need to learn how to add.
I wanted so much more out of that.
I'm getting punched in the belly.
And like, why isn't Hulk pounding her into the ground right there? Like, bang, bang, bang. You know.
I'm glad you finished that. Went into the ground. You're a bad man.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe
I took that right to the dirt.
A dirty, dirty man.
Right down the gutter. But you know, like all of a sudden she's in the thing. So we also know that she ain't the one that saves Nebula and Stark.
She may pop. He's in that quadrant.
Let me go get him.
He'll be right back.
They don't know what quadrant he's in.
Well, shoot, almost at the night. But shoot, man, if that beeper can go across galaxies, she's got the technology there.
I didn't even know we had two. I guess in the 90s we had two-way pagers.
Did we?
No.
Well,
no.
Yeah.
Alien technology.
I don't remember two-way in the 90s. I guess so. 95,
It was nice to see a Blockbusters.
It was. I miss them. Do you know the last Blockbuster is closing down?
There's one left.
There's one left.
Is it the one in Alaska?
No, it's like
there was
California?
One in Alaska because there's no one else. Like they had poor internets.
I think that one in Alaska, didn't they just buy it from Blockbuster, that one
made
store?
Their own mom and pop Blockbuster and kept the copyright. I don't know. I used to go into Tower Records. I used to love Tower Records.
Bend, Oregon.
Is that a direction or
yeah, no? No, that's a bend or
bend over.
Yeah, bend or so you're gone.
Blockbuster has just one store that remains open in the world. Five days ago, that was
that
important.
Should be like our mecha trick. No, no. What was it?
Oregon.
We're doing the groundhog.
Yeah, we're totally going to Groundhog Day next year.
Groundhog. But yeah, I used to love because I. Tower Blockbuster's me was like a Tower Junior, where I can get I'll get past the people and the smell. No offense, what they would do was, they would make graphic novels, but they would take a whole year, 12 issues of a comic, and just slap them together in one. And I could just go to Tower Records and burn like 2 hours, and then put the book back. But
you're not spending a nickel,
yeah, because those damn things were like $40 minimum.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. I used to go to Tower Records to listen to music that I couldn't afford to buy when I was in college.
You couldn't afford a Tower either. That's why they succumbed to the economy. You just can't buy freaking $30 CDs.
No, God no.
Not when Napster was around. Shoot, or is it Napster? Was it?
Yeah, well, Napster was before LimeWire. I remember Napster.
LimeWire. Try to explain that to somebody.
Yeah.
Like, born in the 80s. Yeah.
Well, Napster's still around, but it's a pay service now, isn't it?
Yeah,
it
and survived. It's like legit. It's like, who wants that?
Yeah, there's the rebel rebellion in there.
Like, what's the fun in that?
Yeah, but Blockbusters was somewhere like on a Tuesday. You had nothing to do, whatever. You just, I could walk and go up and down the aisles. Oh, plus, I used to design a lot of those, and I was on a couple of the covers, Warren.
Mm-hmm. Sure you were.
Oh, I'll bring them in. I was in the Dirk Benedict 70s movie. I was the body of the professor. It was like 8 S's. Look it up. It's like, and where he turned into a snake. And then I was also.
You turned Dirk Benedict into a snake?
The character in the movie did. It's called, it's all S, like 7 or 8 S's.
All right. You can look it up. Stop. You got to bring that in. Or else we don't believe it happened.
I don't believe that.
You try and tell that to Robert next door.
I have a picture with, picture with Dirk Benedict holding it. Uh-huh. All right, it's on, brothers.
It's on. It is on.
I bought it from Tower. It has a Tower Record, I think. I bought it from there.
Let's get back to Captain Marvel.
What was that? Oh, yeah, we were talking about that.
We were talking about that movie. Is there anything else we want to cover? Are we good?
Do we want to talk about Annette Bening at all? She was okay.
I guess.
Mar-Vell herself. She was okay.
Yeah.
Benign, right? They're bringing some old people back.
They could have put half dozen different actors in there.
Michelle Pfeiffer, Ned Benning. Yeah. You know,
there just wasn't enough to that character for.
Yeah, they didn't develop. Really. Like they were riding on. Nick Fury has a personality everybody knows, so we're good. They never really. I never felt like they developed Carol Danvers' personality.
Yeah. Veers.
Veers.
What about Jude Law's character?
Jude Law, we knew once he became a bad guy, we realized why he was such a moron. But I feel like they spent more time developing him as a bad guy than her.
Maybe that was just like the red herring. So because like, he's so good and the trailer's so bad.
I didn't feel like that from the beginning. You know, because
he was like the Miyagi mentor, but not.
Yeah, but I had a bad feeling about him from the beginning, honestly. And I like.
You mean like Solo?
Like, well, I didn't know that. No, it was better than that. Okay, I thought he was going to be like a double agent.
I was feeling that in the middle.
Scroll, right?
In the middle, I thought double agent in the beginning.
And well, I thought that in the beginning when he was like fighting with her. Mm-hmm. And she used her power, and he was like. You know, she used
the fist.
Well,
you can beat me without the power. That's
right. You know, so I thought, and usually when somebody's trying to do that kind of stuff, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. When I teach people to fight, and I don't teach that many people fight, I say, use everything you got.
Yeah.
Right? Like, don't hold back. There's no rules in fighting.
Well, at the end of the day, that's what she did.
Right.
She was like, well, now it's your time. You can prove
that's
it.
That's the first human thing she did. There's no rules in fighting.
It was an Indiana Jones moment where the guy's with his swords like, F that.
That's a human thing though, right? Like, I mean, to me, that's a Marvel theme, right? What did Tony Stark say to Loki? There is no trophy. There is no win. There is no victory. There is no whatever that speech was. He said, because at the end of the day, if we can't defend the Earth, we damn sure will avenge it.
Damn, somebody took that to heart.
And that is.
I was quiet. I was like, ooh.
She was like, if I can't defend. That's why in all the sci-fi movies, Earthlings are hard to conquer, and Earthlings, because we always fight back, because we reached that point in our lives.
American Earthlings.
Right, America, right. I mean, we did save the world and independence.
Everything happens in Los Angeles.
Right, well, yeah, but pretty much, we always step
it
up.
It was in Los Angeles, by the way. Did you know that? Did you
recognize?
Okay, because my buddy used to live right there. He sent me, like, the 4 minutes. It was by El Segundo, by the Northrop Grumman. Anyway, throwing that in.
But, you know, like, that's always been in movie... I guess
lure
for forever. Thank you. It's always that, you know, we'll keep getting up. We're all Rockies, right? The human race is Rocky. You get up, you beat us down. We get up, we fight. We keep fighting.
Scrolls.
Warren, you notice, and he's Mr. Profound here. I think Phil wins this episode. He's the Skrull.
Finally.
He's the Skrull in this one for sure.
I almost said the
F word. We're like quiet. Everybody's like.
3 years of doing this show, or two, or.
3 years.
It's been 60 weeks.
3 years.
That's got to be three.
This is episode number 68.
This is episode 68. That's got to be 3 years.
Mathematically challenged.
We've done 52 episodes, but not quite a year. But wait a minute, aren't there 52
there
weeks?
58, 74.
I'm working 24/7 for the man.
52 states in the United States.
Yeah, 58 of you. But anyways, but like that to me, you know, like Marvel is, we keep fighting, right? What did Captain America? When they kill you, kill them back.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we've seen this theme.
He must have watched...
He did a binge
recently, because he's pulling a lot of
one
quotes.
Thing I'm going to warn you guys and our listeners, just like I wanted to see one scene. I just felt like getting an emotional moment, and I went to the scene where Thor is talking to Rabbit about, like, you know, he goes, you know, so you lost your sister and your brothers and your dad and your mom. Yeah. What happened to your mom? An evil dwarf witch king killed him. You think you can pull this off? What else have I got to lose?
I have to do it.
What else have I got to lose? Damn. I just want to see that moment just for fun. Of course, I finished the whole freaking movie.
That's fun?
Just for... I was trying not to use bad words.
Like redheads.
Not use bad words. That's why I said it like that. For poops and giggles.
Did you have your clothes on at the time?
That's not up to you to judge me. Pants aren't required at home if, you know, on the internet.
But I'm just...
I wasn't the first one.
Anyways, that was just my thought. I thought that was a theme.
Just an overall Marvel?
Yeah, right. Like, and to me, that was like even more to me that was her attitude. Like, I don't care what your rules are. I'm human. This is how I'm going to fight, kind of thing. It leads up to the Avengers, right? Like the Avengers were not put together.
Didn't do the anime and say it.
Yeah.
She didn't say it. She's like, I don't have to listen. Like, you don't. Indiana Jones didn't go, all right, because you are superior with your swords and I have nothing in my hands, will go to my firearm on my right hip and I will shoot you dead and be the hero for the day. Just Americans don't do that.
Well, that's right.
Anime, you're so tired now. I have an advantage to beat you.
Yeah.
No, I'm ready to go one-on-one.
Maybe that's...
Bam, done.
Right. Like, she should have just banged him.
Well, you never know. She's unconscious for a while. No, that's bad. That's Cosby territory. I apologize.
She should have just hit him with the laser blast on the fist, and then dragged him away. Blast. You didn't need to tell me.
Photon blast.
Get
your nerd right.
You know, bring, bring. That's Star Wars calling. They want their photon blast back.
Pew, pew.
I mean, Star Trek.
That's pew, pew.
Pew, pew. Right? Isn't they
he
photon?
He can't even do pew, pew right, can he?
Pew, pew.
I just know I saw someone put on side of a stormtroopers. They wrote, live to pew pew. I thought it was very funny.
I like that. But that's you know, there was just things. I agree. I hated her hero line.
And it was anticlimactic when she showed up at the end with the Avengers. But when I saw Steve Rogers and I saw Scarlet, I started getting excited. I started getting excited.
I'm all in. I'm
like, this is not working.
I am greatly looking forward to.
No, you don't get to talk.
Mr.
No,
Matt.
You can't man Infinity Wars.
You can't man and then be excited for part two of a movie. You mad.
I'm so excited.
This is part two of a movie.
Jar Jar Binks Wakanda scene?
They're going to have another one, so gear up, Bumpkin. Listen, Buttercup, it's going to be that way, right? Like, you can't...
I want 3 hours of this movie.
Okay, now the only thing... and this is my
Temple
last,
of Doom sucked, but I really was looking forward to Last Crusade.
The last negative piece I had about the Captain Marvel movie was... Okay, she's supposed to be this superhero, all-powerful, out flying around in the galaxy somewhere.
Yeah.
And she comes back and says, where's Fury? You would think at this point, and this is weeks, months after this all happens, Thanos wipes out half the galaxy. She's figured out that half the galaxy's missing.
Yeah.
I didn't get that
Maybe
impression.
Maybe she was flying around at subspeed without her mask because we know she can now fly in space without her mask, but then she has to have her mask, but then she doesn't need her mask.
Yeah, don't make me defend it. I mean, I'd let that pass. I'll let that pass.
I don't have a problem with that. I just wish I'm with Fernando 100% on that.
She didn't even go through a door like knock.
Right. It was like, she should have Blockbuster, she took the roof down. Right? Like, Marvel's... can just any idiot walk in there?
A little...
And how dumb is Ant-Man then if he's banging on the door and she's just walking through the back?
Like, I like his entrance a million times better than hers.
Yeah.
If Nightcrawler, poof, big bamf, and then like smoke or just crashing through the...
Or like she should have...
Superheroes break things. They're Marines.
She could have like pooted and been like, is that fresh popcorn? Everybody turn around like, who are you? You know?
So, yeah, you know what? A little more character. She didn't say anything quirky or have that had character or personality. It was all very bland.
She could have came in with, where's the beef? Right? You know, something.
Okay, something better. Something better.
I don't know. I was thinking something.
Why you're not writing for
you? You know, Budweiser. You know.
What's that?
Right, like if she did it with a, what's that?
90s reference.
Yeah, some kind of 90s reference. I'm all in.
Yeah.
You know,
like this is bumping fresh.
Or if you followed the Captain Marvel character, she'd come in and say, okay, whose ass do I need to kick now? That's what Captain Marvel
There you go. That has no flavor. Not, where's Fury?
Right.
Where's Fury? You're not Batman.
Who are you?
You haven't seen the dude in 25 years.
I hope Scarlett Johansson throws her a beating for even action.
Sorry, I was thinking of her. Sorry.
I was thinking
the tight suit.
Yeah, get it going. Get it on. Where is that referee guy from?
The Rumble? Let's get ready to Rumble?
No. The Celebrity Death Match. The old guy would say, let's get it on. I was all ready for that. I was disappointed in that. I came out happy.
Enough.
Yeah, I came out happy.
Enough, right? Enough.
And I came out going, I want to see Endgame. You know, there could be some stomping mud holes in there, walking it dry.
I want to see, like, when Iron Man is flying in space with Captain Marvel, they face off. Are they going to fight? Like, because, you know, sometimes the friends fight first before they... fire, pew, 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 pew.
So, going to what Warren said. Damn
Get it out, man. Get it out.
I cannot believe I had to side with Warren. You know, like, because Warren's right. Captain Marvel is a seek and destroy person, right?
She's a Marine.
I'm going to show up. I'm going to trash
Air
stuff.
Air Force is not the most popular of the branches when it comes to aggression. I just got to say.
Yeah. Like,
They defend air and all, but yeah.
It's not even like, and like, they actually have people covering them now up from above, Space Force.
The last airbender.
Bender.
But like... She seemed to want to be like, I'm going to explain myself and be peaceful, rather than like, let's just fight, dude, that is tapping me on the shoulder in a phone booth.
Yeah, well,
I would have thought, you know, to follow that character, I would thought she would have just kind of took the...
Get rid of him!
You know, bam, and knocked him across the street.
Right, like, I am busy. I'm on an 80 cell phone getting germs.
I'm on a long-distance phone call.
Yeah.
And this is costing me a lot of money.
Yeah, just like a Thor Hulk moment where they fought each other, they fought together, and then they look in the one scene, and then the Avengers and Hulk just boom.
Yeah, right.
Left jab of justice.
That was the left jab of friendship. Left jab of love?
Yeah, but see, again, there's I didn't get the camaraderie between her and her best friend.
It was forced.
Oh, and did we mention this on the air? I forget now, we've been talking about it a lot, but the little girl is going to be the West Coast.
Yes,
Captain Marvel. Do we? Okay, I had to come back.
You mentioned that on the air. The rest of us don't believe that.
You believed it.
I do.
Warren didn't follow.
He didn't understand
because you didn't. You
interrupted Warren to say that. Go ahead, Warren. Interrupt him back.
No, because that's when Iron Man
silent treatment doesn't work on the radio.
That's when Iron Man.
You've been doing this long enough. I shouldn't have to say that.
The red and white armor. If you remember that, that was his West Coast uniform. Was red and white.
Yes.
It's Iron Man-ness.
Iron Man.
Does whatever
Iron Man.
So I got, because they put that at the end, I did get jazzed up.
I did.
For Avengers, and I hope they keep it.
Did we learn anything
Avengers?
It's got to be 3 hours.
I hope they keep it 3 hours.
Did we learn anything other than she's going to be there from the beginning, which now we know she's going to be there relatively early in the movie.
She's there.
And she's not going to make like a big grand entrance. Which she should have.
That's what we called missed opportunity.
Yes.
And she's always like, where's Fury then?
I mean, like, even Thor, when he met.
Ever on these little, you know, how they do misdirects. I don't remember ever being a misdirect off of a end credit.
Yeah,
No, they haven't. No, the end credits are like straight up. They don't mess around.
Well, like at least Thor, when Thor met the rabbit and the rest of the morons, you know, he's like, "Who the hell are you guys?" Right? Well, like, at least it was thing.
This was like the second worst out of because the director was angry for the one where they met we saw the collector for the first time.
Yeah,
that wasn't directed by the director of the I think that was Thor. Mm-hmm. Wasn't it where the collector was introduced?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that the director was upset because it's part of his, you know, as an artist, that was part of his vision and his work. And they did that pretty, like, last minute. He had no finger in that. And if you remember that scene, it's just them walking through, granted, the production value for the, you know, the sets and props, but it was, you know, flat as a pancake.
Yeah.
Which was kind of the end of...
Yeah. We're just here. We're going to drop this off with you. Mm-hmm. Keep care of it because I don't want to come back.
Now, they can save themselves, or she goes, where's Fury? And all of a sudden, knock, knock, knock. Oh, hey, guys.
Yeah, right. Like, right. There has to be something to save that scene, because that scene's going to be stinky.
Yeah, just it's
especially
just like,
now that
it's
I've
like,
already
it looked
seen
like, it's like they just, she, oh, it's like, Bree, we need you on set. Let me put the suit on. All right, action. Where's Fury? Okay, cut. We need that first take. We got it.
Right. Don't worry. We're not going to ask you that because we saw Captain Marvel before I went to the theater.
Yeah, it's like, can we...
It's kind of like your passion. Scene in Black Panther. Only took one cut.
Actually, we did several, but every cut I'm in is money. They call me money. One take Miko.
Money Miko?
There you go.
Throwing
dollar bills, man. Pow.
I could have passed on the cat... Hairballing up the Tesseract.
Again, just because I've interacted with one person as a real cat person and a nerd. Yeah, she went off on the cat.
I'm a dog person.
Don't
care about cats.
Yeah,
I like them both, and I didn't have any problem with it.
It was a nice twist, but it became more of that thing had more personality than Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I can't argue.
It was more complicated. It was friendly, and all of a sudden it was a bitch. You know?
Yeah.
It scarred up, you know, Brie Larson. It was
Fury did not find a trigger. He kept trying to shake it. Get it!
He kept shaking the pussy cat.
Yeah.
Get him! Get him!
Whose team are you
on? And then we saw the invention of the hover. Here's
the minor content. I'd hate to give this more gravity. The gravity. You put more on the cat. But where's the cat in later Avengers? So did he die between?
What is the lifespan of a Flarkin? We don't know. We don't know.
No, and I don't necessarily.
They're like the little Furby things in.
Oh,
Star
I bet
Wars.
You it's going to come back in Endgame just because you know they're going
to
retro write it in.
Yeah, they'll be like
Captain Marvel's like
they'll be like we have to put
it'll
that
show
in.
Up and. A Fury will go, where's my damn eye?
or more it'll be what actually ends Thanos.
No, it's gonna be like Captain America going, what is this, Sweet Kitty? And like Thor big, that's his no, Sweet Kitty.
Yeah. Are you mocking me?
I took an elective catching dogs. So wait, who's the character? Oh, so how is Loki? I'm taking this into the real world. How is Loki going to come back in his own series on DC Plus now? Is Loki going to come back in Endgame?
On Disney Plus.
But he's going to be in Endgame because he does survive if they keep the timeline straight.
I don't know.
You know?
I think he has to.
How can he survive? He's already dead.
That's what I'm saying, but he's coming back in Disney Plus and they're not retro doing it. It's like real time. So he did... By virtue of logic.
How did you guys?
Oh, that's right.
How
that's
did
right.
you guys
say he's going to keep the same
feel
timeline.
About seeing a Spider-Man trailer a month before we know Spider-Man's back alive?
Well, it's even before that. It's the hard. We our jaws were dropped. At least three of us. I'm not going to say who or was not in Xfinity Wars. We're like, whoa, wait, is our guts are like, dead? Ashes. Like, then later, it's like, how does Wakanda do the thing with the Black Panther? And how does the Spider-Man come back? So after we got over the harsh initial shock, then the logic kicks in. Well, then they obviously survived.
Right.
But we don't see Captain America running around with Spider-Man. We don't see Iron Man, who's usually in all the Spider-Man movies, jetting around, being mentor Miyagi.
But so, we did see Happy and Aunt May kind of.
Yeah, it made me happy.
Yeah.
Gives fat boys all over the world, I think they got a shot.
Yeah, yeah. It's like when Billy Joel married Christie Brinkley. We were all like.
But that's real world.
That was real world. We were like, wow, beautiful women are blind.
Uptown Girl.
Uptown Girl, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, like no one knows what we're talking about, who
yeah, I know,
was born in
I know,
the century.
Google Uptown Girl. Living in our uptown world. Sorry.
Now you brought the show down.
I warned it.
I don't want to talk anymore because I'm up next.
All right, we should get out of here then. We should really just like.
Is there a high note we can go off on? Not like.
The high note is that we will have some trailers. We have a Game of Thrones trailer to talk about. We have some Walking Dead to talk about next week.
Not really.
We have.
Man, that show's hurting. I love it, but Walking Dead
is taking a tumble.
I'm so sad.
It's taking a tumble.
I really love that show. I don't care about next week.
We have.
Someone claims.
Hellboy trailer. I saw a good Godzilla trailer before the movie.
Why are you looking at me, not Warren, when you say that?
Because you're Asian, Warren's white.
Next month, we got Shazam.
Shazam!
But the trailer I saw at Shazam at the theater was pretty good. I enjoyed it. My wife chuckled at it, means...
I'm meh-ing Shazam. I'm putting a
four. No, is that
there.
A meh that's an eight? No, is it a meh that's a two?
Fernando is a straight-up meh, which is a 4.5.
Okay. So,
I'd love to be happy.
And
surprised.
You saw a Hellboy trailer, right?
Yeah, there's a new one out. Disappointing.
There's a newer one out since the ones we've seen.
I saw it at the theater. I was not keen on going to see them. Coming out after watching that trailer, okay.
I'm still married to the Ron Perlman version, I guess, when I see it.
I think so.
Exactly. When I hear the voice, it's like, oh, where's 11? Oh, she's fighting Godzilla. See what I did there? Yeah. Segue.
So, Shazam, Hellboy, and Avengers in April.
It'd be good. It'd be a good. Good month in April. We have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I have my Nova Film Festival, Northern Virginia International Film Festival, in April.
Does that have a website? I mean, you talk about that all the time.
TheNoFest.com. That's where you can get all the information.
Yeah.
Oh, and Stan Lee is the foundation. Is our. We're changing our annual Legend Award to the Stan Lee Foundation Legend Award. Where in the past we had Michael Uslan, executive producer of all the Batman films, and Eduardo Sanchez, the filmmaker behind Blair Witch. The new guest. Recipient to be announced later.
It's me?
No.
As soon as you make a lot of like superhero movies or something.
You make something other than awkward transitions.
And liking movies, I hate to say this, that should be mentioned on a superhero show. Cut it out before he says it. Merry Christmas!